the inquest today, at the outset, Peter and Alice, Nicholas's parents, got a letter of apology from the general manager of the hospital. And it said, addressed to Peter and Alice, on behalf of the management and staff at Sligo University Hospital, they'd like to extend their heartfelt apologies and deepest sympathies to Alice, Peter, and Nicholas's sister, Helen Marie, for the pain, loss, and distress that they endured as a result of the shortcomings in care provided to Nicholas. I understand that no words can ease the pain you feel following the loss of your son. I wish to assure you the Sligo University Hospital has progressed with the recommendations of the review report to ensure a similar situation does not arise for other children and their families who attend Sligo University Hospital for care. Nicholas was born with a very, very rare genetic condition called 3Q duplication syndrome, and that results in cardiac challenges. We heard evidence that Nicholas had 19 operations in his short life, particularly within the first 3 years, but he overcame all of that. He was a strong fighter. He was a young boy with many interests and passions, loved music. He used to go to Metallica concerts with his dad, loved Patsy Cline, had great passion for music and an interest in gadgets in particular and technology. So this is a chap who had amazing potential in spite of his number of challenges. And when he got acutely ill with the respiratory illness, Alice and Peter did what any prudent parents would do. They took him to the ED department of the local hospital. Nicholas was well known to the staff there. The nurses knew him, the doctors knew him, they knew his baseline, and they knew that with appropriate treatment, he had bounced back in the past. Sadly, over the course of the days that he was there, he was admitted on the 25th, into the 26th, he got sicker. There was a recommendation and advice that he should be transferred to Crumlin. Sadly, that wasn't acted upon. That advice was given at about 9 o'clock on the 26th, but ultimately wasn't acted upon until the next day. That is over 12 hours later at 10:30. At this point then, Nicholas was in severe respiratory distress, and it was too little too late as far as the family were concerned. And unfortunately and predictably, Nicholas succumbed to a severe respiratory distress before his transfer to Crumlin could happen.
How do the family feel following the letter of apology being issued today?
Well, I suppose it's a vindication of their position that there were shortcomings in care. It's of some comfort to them that the hospital are engaging with them and that the recommendations, I should say that there was a review report conducted in relation to what happened to Nicholas, and the vast majority of those recommendations have been implemented. So that's of some solace to them, but it won't bring Nicholas back. You can see from the lovely photograph that she has here, his beautiful smile. He'd so much to offer the world. This is a tragedy that should never have happened.